The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. It is another interesting day in the United States of America. Oh, yes, it is. The impeachment hearings continue. I'm just going to make a couple of comments right now. I may issue some more comments. And I do have a piece of audio that I want to play later on in the program that kind of summarizes the whole day. But the mainstream media was reporting this morning, bombshell testimony! Well, the bombshell didn't explode. Again, and they're wrapping up Ambassador Sondland, S-O-N-D-L-A-N-D, Ambassador Sondland's testimony. They're wrapping that up right now as we speak. So his testimony is done, over, and finished. Nothing. Except many, many people working in the State House did not like Rudy Giuliani. That has come out very strongly. A whole lot of people didn't like Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy Giuliani probably said a bunch of really, really dumb things. Just dumb. That has come out of the testimony, but the take home is that this ambassador, who was supposed to be the strongest witness yet for the Democrats, has testified there is no evidence whatsoever of quid pro quo. He made an assumption at one part that there was a quid pro quo concerning not the aid to Ukraine, but a visit to the White House by the new president of Ukraine, which not in any way, shape, or form would be impeachable. So here we are in day four of the impeachment hearings, and there is nothing. This morning when the testimony started, I really thought that I might come on the air today and say, for the first time, I think the president's in trouble. I thought that that's what I might be saying. Not at all. Not even close. They're going to continue this afternoon and into the evening with other witnesses. I have no idea what they will say, but so far There is nothing. Boy, this is such a sad story, and it's here in Ohio. It has reached the national level in the news headline, and this is from a national source, not an Ohio source. Mother kills three infant sons after worrying they would grow up to abuse women. And what shocks me, she was sentenced to 37 years in prison for murdering three children over a 1 year period from July of 2014 to August 2015. She systematically suffocated her three sons, aged 3 months old to 4 years, over a 13-month period. She did it one at a time and just reported, "Oh, my goodness, my baby died." Well, it was discovered that she suffocated all three of them. And the reason, and she has pleaded guilty to get the death sentence off the table, she said that she was abused, and that incredibly sad, if indeed she was abused. And she says that her boyfriend abused her, and she had this deep-seated hatred for men, and she was afraid that all men are this way, and therefore she had three sons, and she assumed that because she had been abused and had this hatred of men, that her three sons would grow up to be abusive, and so she was saving the women of the earth from her abusive children. Again, ages 3 months to 4 years old. Her attorney has said that she is brain damaged, and that is possible. And her own attorney said, sadly, she's safer living a better life in jail than on the outside. That is her own attorney. 37 years in prison. And this is probably the most unimportant thing I have ever discussed on this program. Absolutely trivial, absolutely unimportant, will not change anybody's life whatsoever, but what an illustration of the insanity in our culture. I don't know. I enjoy reading bumper stickers because some of them are so crazy and so bizarre. And every once in a while, you know, you come across a car and the entire back end of the car is covered with bumper stickers. Have you ever noticed that almost in every single case when the entire back end of the car is covered with bumper stickers, they have coexist? I love Mother Earth. It's always some whacked out liberal. Have you ever noticed that? You know, once in a great, 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 great while, you'll see some far, far, far right-wing person with, you know, Republican stickers or Trump stickers over the entire car. But that's rare. But often, you see, you know, save the planet, coexist, I love Mother Earth, save the whales, save the penguins, you know, save the woodpeckers, you know, and all that. But I have never seen a bumper sticker like this, and it was the only one on the back of the car. And I looked twice, and here's what the bumper sticker said. I break for turtles, frogs, sticks, and big leaves. I read it about three times. We're stopped at a stoplight. I'm going, are you serious? I break for turtles, frogs, sticks, and big leaves. Number one, where in the world do you buy a bumper sticker like that? And secondly, why? I break for turtles, frogs, sticks, And the one, sticks and big leaves. When I read that and realized what time of year this is, I break for turtles, frogs, sticks, and big leaves. As soon as the light turned green, I thought, if she breaks for sticks and big leaves, I got to get out from behind her. And I immediately changed lanes and moved on. I break for turtles, frogs, sticks, and big leaves. Isn't it interesting, the things that are important to some people? Oh, my goodness. What a whacked-out world we live in. Yeah, okay. All right, like I said, probably the most unimportant thing I've ever discussed on this program. And you and I will never be able to get that time back. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You know, every year we see the retailers bringing out all of the Christmas material earlier, earlier, earlier. Most of you will remember, most of you are old enough to remember, there was no talk, no discussion of Christmas until after Thanksgiving. Then it was, well, not till after Halloween. All of the stores now are absolutely filled. They have transitioned into the Christmas season and so forth. Well, not only, and by the way, I am seeing all over town Christmas decorations up, Christmas lights. I'm seeing them everywhere. And to be honest, we'll probably put some of our Christmas decorations out this weekend. But not only are the retailers and individuals decorating for Christmas and so forth, those who hate Christmas, those who want to wage war on Christmas, are getting earlier and earlier as well. The war on Christmas is in full effect. Here's the headline. Town scales back Christmas celebration to avoid offending one citizen. I wish this was not an actual story, but it is. Here it is. A Durham, New Hampshire town celebration will no longer feature a Christmas tree lighting to avoid any religious overtones. Yeah. The annual Christmas event, formerly called the annual tree lighting ceremony, which just a side note. All right, Joy and I enjoy some Hallmark movies. Okay, I confess it. There it is. It's out there. Yeah, I do. And I do as well. So, of course, right now, they are rolling out their 3,678 Christmas movies. That could be a slight exaggeration, but not much. There are a couple common themes in all of the Christmas movies. Takes place in a small town where the entire city turns out for the Christmas tree lighting ceremony. I mean, the whole town comes out. And every time I see it, I wonder, how many towns really do that? I guess a lot do. But anyway, Durham, New Hampshire, for many, many, many years, has had their annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. Not this year. No. They're not going to call it the annual tree lighting ceremony. They're going to have what they are calling Frost Fest. Yeah, Frost Fest. Oh, another change. Santa Claus, for many years, has appeared at the event in a fire truck. Not this year. No, Santa Claus arriving on a fire truck. No, the town, you ready for this? The town has also nixed the hanging of wreaths on Main Street's lamppost. Yeah. So no tree lighting, no Santa Claus, no wreaths on the Main Street's lampposts. Sally Tobias, the town councilor, said in a public statement that, and I quote, a private citizen won. I should have looked up the population of Durham, New Hampshire. But one citizen last year, mark this down, one. A private, and I'm quoting, a private citizen came forward after 2018 celebration and complained about the event. This is from the town councilor. Quote, a private citizen came forward and said that he always had a problem with a Christmas tree, as he called it. There were a couple people that did express some concerns about how they felt being included. So one person complained, two other people expressed some feelings. And then get this. This is the town councilor. I will state that trees and Santas and wreaths are not Christian. And we would like to hear back from the community. We'd like to hear what they think about it, how they would like to see it evolve a little differently, and how we can make it better. One of the loudest critics of the city's decision to nix the Christmas tree, Santa, and the wreaths is a rabbi. Yeah, Rabbi Beryl Shlavitsky told a local TV station that removing such traditions are un-American. So we've got a Jewish rabbi, one of the loudest critics of the city, who has basically canceled anything that has to do with Christmas because of one citizen. Now, folks, listen to me carefully. That's why you better be careful in your town, your city, your village. If you allow the liberal left to be in control of the mayor's office, city council, if you allow the liberal left to gain control of your city, this is exactly what will happen to your town, your city, your village. Yep. Hey, there's been a lot of discussion about some new legislation for religious freedom in the public schools. I'll have an expert join us when we come back to discuss this legislation.